The views and opinions expressed by Brock and Hunter are ridiculous and should not be heard by anyone. WIRX denies any responsibility for anything that happens over the next 4 hours. Let's start the show.
Many doubted we'd ever see it, but here it is. The return to glory. Tiger Woods, congratulations. You are once again the Masters champion.
It's overwhelming. I think it's just because of what has transpired, and I was just very lucky to be playing again.
So you waited until the very last minute to file your income taxes, and now there's no way, no how you're going to be done in time.
Hey! I don't know how to ride a dragon.
Nobody does until they ride a dragon.
We're excited about it.
They're not children. They're not adults. They're animals. Filthy, wild animals.
Good morning. Hunter's already crying over in the corner.
Seriously, I'm tearing. I'm tearing up. I got goosebumps.
It's a glorious day. It was a glorious weekend. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Brock.
If people ever get sick of me talking about the Packers, just wait until today's show.
Just wait until today's show.
Because Hunter has not shut up about Tiger Woods.
Tiger effing Woods. Dude. it was the most glorious weekend ever. Yesterday, it could have snowed 8 feet,
yep,
and it would have been sunny and nice for me.
I think all joking aside, because there is a lot going on. We got a lot of things happening in the news, but, I mean, every single news outlet is talking about Tiger.
Yeah.
The prodigal son returns. The golf angel that fell from grace. Yeah. And had such a rough go over the last, what, decade?
Yeah, about 9 years.
And now here he is.
He has risen.
He has risen indeed.
He has risen.
It ain't Jesus who's coming up on Easter. It's Tiger.
It's Rip Tan Tiger.
It's Rip Tan Tiger.
Love it.
It is very exciting. And we're going to go over all that here in sports. So, like I said, a lot of Tiger talk. Hunter is literally decked out head to toe in Nike,
yep,
to show his support and love for Tiger.
You're lucky I didn't wear my golf cleats, man. I'm serious. I was going to come fully blown this
Engineer
morning.
Terry would have kicked your ass. You would have ripped up the carpet on the way here.
Hey, I don't care. I'll
stay
pay
off the green.
I'll pay for it.
Worth it. Boy, oh boy. A lot going on this morning. We're going to talk about Game of Thrones. We're going to talk about Mustangs. We're going to talk about useless things. We got it all.
Yep.
We got it all. All right. Well, let's keep it going right now with Green Day. Welcome to Paradise. It's the Plan B Morning Show.
107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All right. Good morning. 609 Brock Hunter.
What's that kick-ass shirt you're wearing?
You like this shirt?
Yeah, it's different.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, I got to do a video later, so I figured I'd dress up. I showered this morning. I smell good. I got my nice shirt on. I got my tight pants on.
Where's your brother at? Usually I do a show with Brock.
Who are you, you nice dressed, cleaned up man?
Right. You got a nice shirt on. You smell good. What the hell's going on?
Usually it's just a slob in here. Just a stinky slob of a man.
Did you and Kiki break up? Are you trying to
Get laid?
You're trying to get laid, are you?
Oh, man, I wish. I mean, no. I got cleaned up. Yesterday was obviously a mess with the weather, and there was a very unfortunate accident kind of nearby where I live, but it knocked out power in the surrounding area. So we didn't have power for quite some time. And so just dealing with everything, we had to take the food out of the fridge and all that fun stuff. We had sitting in bags and just making sure snow was cleared off of stuff and everything. And we had thank God we got a gas fireplace, so I was able to get that going and everything like that. But we had the whole candles, which, by the way, that's what I wanted to bring up was a huge shout out to all the guys working last night for this, getting that fixed.
I thought you were going to say the Amish.
Oh, yeah. Big shit. Well, them too.
Right.
Them Amish, man. I tell you what.
Because you had to live it last night for a little bit, and it sucked, didn't it?
It's funny. You don't realize how good we have it until something like the power going out for an extended period of time actually does happen.
You know what I love when the power goes out? And I'm pretty sure like 95% of people do this. They know the power's out. There's no electricity. They know this.
Yeah.
But yet they still try to get online. It's like there's so many times where, like, I mean, you get cell phone service.
You got cell phone service.
But at my house, you really don't.
Yeah.
So you have to depend on, like, the Wi-Fi. So every time I'm like, okay, that's fine. Power's out. I'll just get online and surf. Do not.
Oh, yeah. 20 minutes later. Oh, my God. Get me out of here. Yeah, so it was fine, but I just a big shout out to all the crews out there. They're probably sleeping now because they were working late last night, making sure they got power back on to the area. Dude, that's a tough job, a dangerous job. So thanks to all the men and women that were out there making sure we got our power back on in our area, whoever they were working with. I know they were all over the place because there was a lot of issues.
Not to mention working in sideways sleep yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, all the first responders and cops and everyone out there. I mean, it was all over the place. I mean, I was seeing accidents everywhere. Yeah. So thanks, everyone, for keeping all of us safe, all the people that were working hard yesterday. I lived Amish for a little while, but we were back at it.
It was slick yesterday, man.
I tell you what, though. You know what we didn't have power with?
What?
My battery-powered card shuffler that I bought.
Kiki was talking about that. She's like, really?
We played Rummy for a good chunk of time by candlelight because we're like, all right, well, we'll just play some cards. But, yeah, I bought a battery-powered card shuffler because, you know, it's two decks of cards. It's kind of a bitch. Do that thing.
That's sick.
She was just playing with them. I'm like, you're going to wear the... I told you, that's awesome. You're going to wear the batteries out. Knock it off. Save it. We don't know when the power's going to come back on.
She's
good
at wearing the batteries out.
You son of a bitch.
The Plan B Morning Show.
Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock
and Hunter, Tiger.
And Tiger. It's 6:18.
Just call me Tiger.
Quick look at your weather before we get to the All Tiger Sports Network. Today, mostly sunny, thank God. We got some clouds, high of 48. Tonight, cloudy, chance for some rain, low of 40. Tuesday, cloudy, chance for rain, high of 62. Wednesday, cloudy, chance for rain, high of 66. But no more snow, for God's sakes.
Dude, what the hell was that all about?
I saw a plow yesterday.
Right.
What?
Guy's like, I gotta put the plow back on.
What in the hell was that all about? Let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
All right, just play it. Just play the clip.
I got
we'll
you,
go
buddy.
From there, man.
I got you, man.
Many doubted we'd ever see it. But here it is. The return to glory. Tiger Woods, congratulations. You are once again the Masters champion.
You know, just the whole tournament, just unreal. It has meant so much to me over the years. The way it all transpired today, there were so many different scenarios that could have transpired on that back nine. There were so many guys who had a chance to win. I hit some of the best shots on that back nine today. And I just flushed it coming home. It was that's a nice feeling.
I got goosebumps, man. I really do. It's so awesome. I love it, man. The comeback is complete. Tiger Woods has his fifth Masters title. The 43-year-old Woods shot a 2-under-70 for a one-stroke victory Sunday and his 15th major championship. It was his first since 2008 U.S. Open.
Man!
Capping a remarkable recovery from the debilitating injuries and embarrassing personal problems. Obviously, everybody knows about that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, dude. Awesome.
This is a big deal.
It's a big deal.
Not just for golf, but for sports in general. I don't think people... right now, we don't really remember, and there's also a younger generation of golfers
that never saw it.
That never saw Tiger was everywhere. Mm-hmm. He was the biggest athlete in the world for a while.
Absolutely,
he really was.
Absolutely, man. He's the god in the golf world.
He changed the game. He came in and challenged some of these elite golfers at a young age.
Elite golf. Yep. Everybody is so good now, man. Yep. It's ridiculous. The top six contenders on Sunday all won a Masters.
Unbelievable.
They all won a Masters.
Unbelievable. Before.
So people who don't understand Tiger and what he is to golf and how big this win really is, here's an analogy. Here's an analogy you can compare it to. If Michael Jordan came back and played a year of basketball and won the championship this year, it's basically what is happening in golf.
Yeah, you took the best of the best.
That made the game.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan made basketball.
Well, and you also got to look at the...
Tiger Woods made golf. Golf is what it is today because of one guy.
The eliteness? I'll make up that word.
The greatest.
Tiger, you got great golfers. Obviously you do, but I don't think it's... You put him up on a level
he's
that
a totally
I don't,
different level.
Yeah, exactly. Totally. Exactly. What he's done, how he's played, the way he's played, the amount of wins. Like
the way he carries himself. Yeah. How humble he is. Yep. Man. It's just so good for the golf world. You have no idea. The 8 years, nine years he was gone. I can't remember the exact stats, but the amount of golf course closed.
Mm-hmm.
the amount of just apparel, clubs, you know, memberships throughout the year. I mean, the guy literally by himself makes the game of golf billions of dollars.
Billions and billions and billions.
And this win right here, the Masters, not only is it a major, Brock, it's the Masters. It's the Super Bowl of golf.
Finally got that gold jacket like I never got.
Right.
Green jacket. Who gives it?
You know? So, well, you know what? Hell with Tom Brady. Who cares about Tom Brady? Tom Brady, he could caddy for Tiger.
There you go. He could puff Tiger's shoes.
Yeah.
Is there any other sports?
No, we're not doing any other sports.
Sports on the Plan B Morning that rocks.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
6:33, it's Brackets Hunter.
I love Tiger Woods.
I think Beavis and Butthead would appreciate Tiger Woods because he scored so much.
He scored a lot.
He got a lot of chicks.
All right. He got a lot of chicks.
Moron.
He finally scored last night.
Let's do rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
This is pretty cool. Five Finger Death Punch drafted an all-star roster of musicians to re-record Blue on Black to raise money for veterans and first responders. They got Kenny Wayne Shepherd, the song's co-writer and the person who originally recorded it, plus Brian May of Queen and country singer Bradley Gilbert to rework the track, which originally appeared on And Justice for None. You can check out the video of the song being recorded on YouTube. And it's really cool, man. Proceeds for the track will go to the Gary Sinise Foundation, which provides help to veterans, first responders, and their families. Nice. Very, very cool.
Sweet.
That's what I love about Five Finger Death Punch. They're always doing stuff like this, always helping out the veterans. They've done so many trips overseas as part of the, what's the tour? You know what I'm talking about, where the artists go around? I cannot think of the name.
Yeah, anyway. What is it? It's the...
USO? Is it the USO tour?
I think you might be right.
Something like that. But anyway, that's really cool. They got some awesome people with them and made...
They do the whole shebang, man. They just don't go and play music.
No. You know,
they're out in the community. They're out doing stuff.
Love it. And they're scary.
And they're scary, too.
This is really cool. A petition has been launched to get NASA to name the black hole they discovered after Chris Cornell of Soundgarden. The galactic entity named is Powahi, which is Hawaiian name referring to embellished dark source of unending creation. Of course, with Soundgarden's hit Black Hole Sun and how much the cover of The Super Unknown looks like the black hole photo, fans couldn't help but think that Cornell's name would be a better choice for it. Maybe they should make like a little asterisk, like also known as the Chris Cornell
AKA
Black Hole.
I can go with that.
There is a petition going online. You can find it right now. And if you want to sign it, make it Chris's name. There you go.
There you go.
All right. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, 2001, sad day for us. Punk pioneer Joey Ramone, born Jeffrey Ross Hyman, singer of the Ramones, died after losing a long battle with lymphatic cancer at the age of 49. I've seen the Ramones, punk pioneers. If you ever seen the movie CBGB, they had the Ramones on there. Obviously, characters being played, but you don't realize, like, man, they were... Like, I don't even think people knew what to really call it when the Ramones came along, and then they just made it huge. There you go. I love it. So there you go. That's what happened on this day in rock history.
Brock.
Hey, good morning. Happy Monday. It is 6:59. Your useless trivia for today. Obviously, today is tax day. I hope your taxes are done, because otherwise you could be in some trouble. Anyway, what's it called when the IRS reviews your accounts, make sure all your tax information is true and up to date and you're not lying? Let's get ourselves a winner here. WIRX, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What's up?
Hey, is it an audit?
An audit. That is correct. Yeah. Woo. Nicely done, man. What's your name?
My name's Josh.
Josh, are your taxes filed? Are you good to go?
Oh, absolutely. My wife does all that.
Smart man. Smart man. Because if my wife didn't do ours, we would get audited. Well, Josh, you're my big winner. Where are you calling from this morning?
I'm actually calling from work.
Calling from work. Well, it sounds like you're on a landline because this is the cleanest phone call I've ever heard in my entire life. Well, Josh, you're my big winner. Got yourself that gift certificate to Salards. What station hooked you up?
Rock 107.
All righty. Next chance to win coming up tomorrow. Same place, same time. Let's do news.